feature supporting guide dogs at Christmas on the campaign trail. The approximate length of this recording is 6 minutes. Supporting guide dogs at Christmas. With Christmas traditionally being a time for giving, did you know that there are many festive-themed ways to support guide dogs? For many, the first thoughts about Christmas focus on what gifts to buy for family and friends, and so the obvious place to start is our online T-Mill store. In addition to the ever-popular guide dogs cards and wrapping paper, T-Mill has an exclusive range of sustainable clothing, homeware and stationery. Our collection, which includes T-shirts, hoodies, bags, mugs and more, showcases our love for dogs with unique and charming designs that appeal to all. Included here is a photograph of a gift being wrapped in some of the dog-themed wrapping paper available on the Guide Dogs T-Mill store. The caption reads, "Our gift collection showcases our love for dogs." T-Mill products are made to last, printed to order, and made from organic cotton using renewable energy, which means there's no overproduction and no waste. So not only does a proportion of all sales go to guide dogs, but by doing your Christmas shopping with us, you're supporting a better way forward for fashion. Visit www.guidedogstmillstore.co.uk for the full range. Some of our most popular T-Mill products feature the Guide Dog Puppies in our Sponsor a Puppy programme. There are 3 festively named Guide Dog Puppies currently available for sponsorship. Parsnip is a curious golden retriever who loves sniffing out new sights and smells. And Merry is a playful Labrador retriever cross who never turns down a cosy cuddle. Meanwhile, Clara, named after the main character in The Nutcracker, is a gentle Labrador retriever cross who's always ready to make a new friend. Included here is a photograph of yellow Labrador retriever cross Merry playing with his favourite red and green rope tug toy. Supporters can sponsor a puppy for themselves or as a gift for someone else, with sponsors receiving regular pup dates via mail or email to help them follow their puppy's journey. They will also receive a photo album and photos of the pup, a personalised certificate, an adorable magnet and a gorgeous calendar at the end of each year. Plus, they'll have access to the puppy's exclusive Facebook group. Sponsoring a guide dog puppy can be a gift that doesn't just celebrate Christmas, it changes lives every day. Find out more at www.guidedogs.org.uk/sponsor. Christmas Appeal. Learn all about our festive Guiding Stars appeal in the article Make a Dedication to a Guiding Star This Christmas on CD2.
On the campaign trail, introducing our eye care support pathway. In July, we published the eye care support pathway for children and young people with a vision impairment in England. The pathway outlines the care and services families in England are entitled to, from initial appointments and diagnosis through to living well with a vision impairment. For parents and young people, this will be a vital resource, helping to guide them through their journey and provide a step-by-step outline of what support they can expect. The pathway is the result of the combined efforts and expertise of more than 20 organisations from across the sight loss sector, alongside the input from many parents and young people. You can find the pathway at www.tinyurl.com/iCareSupportPathway. Included here is a photograph of a father watching his young daughter playing with a sensory toy. Party Conference Season Roundup. This autumn, we attended many of the different political party conferences in the UK to highlight the work of guide dogs and our key campaigns. These events are one of the best opportunities in the year for us to connect with politicians face to face, raise awareness of the challenges people are facing, and call for real change. This year, we spoke to around 180 MPs and many members of the devolved parliaments about the dangers of pavement parking and the importance of accessible streets. Our stand was visited by Disability Minister, the Right Honourable Sir Stephen Timms MP, the Minister for Local Transport, Simon Lightwood MP, the Minister for Road Safety, Lillian Greenwood MP, and Secretary of State for Education, the Right Honourable Bridget Phillipson MP, who are all key decision makers in government. They each spoke to staff about our campaign and heard directly from our volunteers about their own personal experiences. Progress on safer bus stops. Since the launch of our report, Designing for Inclusion, last year, we've been highlighting the dangers caused by unsafe bus stop designs that force people to cross cycle paths. We're pleased to say that the UK government has acted on our concerns, called for a pause on the worst designs, and we're working with them on new statutory guidance which will apply to councils in England. Our teams across the rest of the UK are continuing to press the case for safe designs that enable everyone to use buses safely.